You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today we are going to dive into goal setting. Goal setting is something that I think is often talked about, but there is a ton of fluff in the industry when it comes to how to set goals and how to actually follow through. So today I'm going to give you a behind the scenes look at what I look at when I'm goal setting and how I actually execute on the process. So goals and setting goals that actually work, I think, are two very, very different things. I think that there are three common mistakes that I usually see people make when they're setting goals. And the first one is that they set goals without a time frame. And as I'm sure you guys have all heard before, goal setting without a time frame is setting up yourself to wish for something with no actual actions behind how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. The second common mistake I see people make is they don't have measurables. They have these perhaps meetings with themselves, meetings with their teams, and they get up from that meeting with no measurable to know if they've been successful or not. So therefore, it becomes very hard when you sit down to reevaluate what's happened and there is no specific goal to compare to and no measurable to really say, was this achieved or was it not? The third common mistake I see made is that they are rarely reviewed. So people will sit down January 1st, say that they're going to make a plan for the year, and then there's no connectivity to their daily habits and their routines, and then it becomes very easy to get lost. And this is a very similar process to anybody that is working in the health and fitness industry as a coach, personal trainer, nutritionist. We need to connect the bigger picture goal to our daily habits. So if someone's trying to lose weight, then we would make that connection to how much they're eating and how they're tracking that, how much water they're drinking. There's all these things that connect to the daily processes to help them actually be successful. So these are typically the mistakes people make. And then what ends up happening is every year they're in that same position again, where they want to set goals, they want to achieve them, but it's like Groundhog Day where they haven't made any progress or much progress. And then they're going at it in the same way year over year. The other thing that comes into play would be around just looking at achieving a goal as motivation. Someone is not motivated. There's an incredible book around this topic. It's called Change Anything, and it's by Vital Smarts. And it's this idea that there's not just one dimension working towards you achieving your goals. There's actually six things causing you to either achieve your goal or not. So the first one is, are you actually motivated to do it or not? Well, most people don't lack the want or the drive to achieve a goal. But then the second thing you need to look at is personal ability. Do you actually have the skills to get to where you want to go? So if you want to grow your online business, do you actually have the skill set to get there? Because you'll just be spinning your tires with motivation, but not getting anywhere fast because you don't have the processes and skill set in place. The next thing you want to look at is social motivation. So looking at the people around you, are they actually helping you get to your goals, or are they holding you back bringing you, you know, back in terms of your mindset. And it just feels, again, sort of like it's Groundhog Day every day. The next thing that you want to look at is your social ability. So did the people around you actually push you towards your goals, or are they unable to get there themselves? So let's say you're talking to people in your peer group, and it's just, again, it's like Groundhog Day where nobody knows how to get to the next level. And you just spend your time talking about things that don't work. And then it can also go back and forth, right? Like that can play on your motivation if the only people you're talking to about your goals are people that don't know how to get there themselves. And therefore, that leaves you in a position that it feels like it's impossible to get to the goal. Then there's one other level to this, which is structural. So you have structural motivation and structural ability. Structural motivation are going to be the things outside of the people, so outside of yourself and your peers, that are helping to drive you to get there. So these are the rewards or the things that you are using to push yourself to get there. When you look at structural ability, it could be like, let's say you have a laptop that doesn't work or that broke or, you know, that you can't use, and it's going to be harder to get that work done. So these are called the six sources of influence, and they ultimately help determine if someone can achieve a goal or not. Now, there's something that commonly happens, and this is called the fundamental attribution error. We often believe that when we cannot get to a goal, that it's because ourselves or someone else is just poorly motivated, like they don't have the motivation to get there. And that is one of the most common and biggest mistakes that we make, because if we put all our hope and dreams just into the motivation bucket, then we're going to be sorely disappointed most times, because there are five other factors working upon this. And this is, you know, when you look at those six sources of influence, this is something that they use in many types of change theory when it comes to stopping drinking, when it comes to making any habit change. Like, you want to look at the full circle of things, because it will feel like you're just doing the same things over and over again without actually getting to that next level if you're not considering that there are more things impacting you than just your motivation to get there. So the way that you can make these six sources of influence work for you is you can look at, okay, what would I actually need to be, if we're focusing on personal motivation, what would I need to do to motivate myself to actually want to get to this goal? And so one of the suggestions that I really have around this that I like to do is connecting with my lifestyle goals. So doing a process where, you know, this could be once a year. This is when, how we've done it, you know, getting a really nice bottle of champagne and pulling up the internet and just starting to really dream about, you know, depends on what you're dreaming about, right? Like, it could be looking at the house you want to live in, the car you want to drive, the type of lifestyle that you want to have, like really thinking through these things. What do you want to do in a day? What do your hours per day look like? And getting very committed to the emotional aspect of the goal. And I think a lot of people avoid this because they don't want to be disappointed, but you need to go deep here. Like, you need to, if you find the car that you want, you need to know how much the payments are. Like, I want you to really, really go deep here. It's not enough to just be surface level, make a vision board and have no connection to knowing what it's going to take to get there. And then you can even go one step further where you save all your images, like, you know, the house, the bathroom, the, you know, shower that you want, like all these things. And I'm not just saying material things, like maybe it's, you know, doing a certain course or education, like it can be everything that you've been dreaming about. And you want to put it in a place that you're going to see it consistently. So that could be on, you know, your television as a screensaver. We have it there, as well as our Alexa on our Echo Show. So it shows on the screensaver. It could be on your computer desktop background, you know, your phone screensaver, wherever you're going to consistently see it, because definitely something different happens when you can emotionally connect to those goals and sort of in a way feel like you've already been there before. So then when it comes to personal ability, this is all about being able to skill yourself up and really understand how to get to your goal. So I think this can come in a couple of forms. I think the measurables are really, really important. So I like to figure out, you know, based on how many people I want to help, like ultimately, which is tied to the revenue goals that I want to hit based on my vision board and goal setting, figure out those revenue goals and then really break it down to knowing what that looks like, obviously in the year, but then breaking it out into quarters as well. Having those measurables is really important because, you know, if we're talking about personal ability, you need to have that ability to understand your numbers to know exactly what you're shooting for. And then I think this even goes a little bit deeper into your analysis. We all know in sales, it works like a sales funnel. So you need to have a number of people come into your sales funnel in order for them to convert into customers. So this is a really important number to know. And you could take your sales divided by how many people are in your sales funnel. And if you're just getting started with this and you don't have any numbers to go by, it depends on really what you're doing to try to convert people. If you are just like sending DMs, your conversion ratio is going to be how many people have actually bought and then how many messages have you actually sent. So that would be your number to be able to work backwards with. And this is where if that number is not working for you, then you want to think about other ways to build your sales funnel, like instead running that free community, getting people's emails, talking to them through your email series, and looking at your conversions that way. So if you were to look at it that way, then ultimately you'd be able to look at how many people bought divided by how many people joined my group. And then you could ultimately see how many people do I need to get into my group to get to my goal. So you're just trying to work it backwards so that you can understand that analysis and those numbers. Then we move into social motivation. So this is where it's so important with who you are actually surrounding yourself with in terms of your goals. Because if you're sharing your goals with people and they are giving you that sort of look like, well, that's not possible. And, you know, just looking at you like you're crazy, it's definitely not going to help push you in the right direction with your goals. So this is about finding a community of people that believe the same things, like want the same things as you. So there's lots of these groups that may exist out there. Like there's groups, like, for example, Jenna Kutcher runs a Goal Digger podcast group on Facebook. So that would be an example where there's going to be other people that are running, you know, running the same line of thinking and have the same goals. Business Bootcamp is going to be another place. That's the Facebook community that I run with all coaches that are working towards achieving their goals in the health and fitness industry. So you want to find a place that there are other people trying to achieve the same goals as you. The next thing that you want to do when it comes to social ability is you want to find a coach, like someone that can coach you through that has already been there and gets you to the next level. And I think sometimes this is where people have a hard time investing in themselves. But if you don't have someone to show you the way and you don't have the roadmap, how are you hoping to get there? You know, you could rely more on your personal ability and take some courses and try to get there. I just find, you know, for myself personally, anything that I have exponentially been able to grow has been through the ability to hire a coach, be held accountable, because that's where the accountability for me is really important, that someone else is watching those numbers as well as I. And when I say I'm going to do something, I'll actually do it if someone is watching what I'm doing. So that personal ability factor of finding a coach and really sticking with it is really important. Then if we go down to structural motivation, you know, that's where it sort of ties back to that vision board. When I hit this goal, these are the things that I'm going to be able to mark off my list. So for example, if one of your goals, like is mine, is to buy a new fridge, then as soon as we hit the target I'm looking for, then there's that joy in that of being able to go and actually make that purchase. And so you want to tie your goals and connect them to what you're going to actually do to reward yourself once you get there. And then there is structural ability. So this would look like, you know, for me, it was being able to set up my office in a way that is conducive to being able to take some time out of my day and work in a place that has no distractions or interruptions. Another example would be if we weren't talking specifically about business goals, but personal fitness goals, this would be putting my spin bike in a place where I've got lights, I've got music, I've got, you know, an app that I can work out at any point in time. So the interesting thing about these six sources of influence is that these run in all areas. So when you're coaching somebody, these are the six things that you also want to talk about. When you're looking at your own goals, these are the things that you want to be considering and looking at as well. So in those six areas, we've covered setting your lifestyle goals. We've talked about really digging in and determining those measurables. We've talked about analyzing your numbers so that you have a really good grasp of that. And just one other comment on that, analyzing your numbers, knowing what it's going to take to get to your goal. Like the great thing about knowing the numbers is there's two ways that it can happen. You can increase your quality, meaning that your conversions get better. So your conversations get better, your skills at email marketing get better. All these things get better and better. So you don't need to talk to as many people to get to your goal. Or the other thing that can happen is you add leads to your funnel. So this is where I think a lot of coaches are afraid to maybe spend money when it comes to Facebook ads and getting in front of more people. But there is this like limiting point you get to where there's only so much traffic you're going to get organically that it's time to like boss up and move to that next level. And that's where, you know, you have your foundation set up, you have your Facebook group, you have your freebie, you have your email, you're doing all those things. But now it's really time to start adding ads to it to bring more people into your funnel. Because there's two ways you can get to your goal, adding more leads or improving the quality of your interaction. So we don't want to just rely on one, like, oh, I just need to talk to more people. Like there's a way that you can improve your processes. So you want to also be thinking through that. And then once you've gone through this exercise of looking at those six areas and how you can set those up for yourself, then I like to break this down into quarter rocks. So I also like to look at it monthly, you know, where I know what I need to do each month to get to my goal. But sometimes when you have, instead of, we don't just have revenue goals in our business, right? Like a revenue goal is almost the after effect of how you're running your business. So for example, let's say you really knew that in order to generate more sales, you needed to get your email list up and running. So how you would break this down is like you may have a revenue goal, but then what are you actually going to do to get to that revenue goal? So there still have to be process goals underneath that. So if I was going, if I had a goal of, you know, let's say recruiting 10 coaches and, you know, 20 challengers, there's a series of activities that I'm going to need to take. It's not enough to just set the revenue goal and then hope that that's going to get you to where you want to be. You have to back it up with a process. So some of the things that could fall into these quarter goals, and a quarter goal just means that, you know, it's a goal you're going to achieve in that quarter. So January to March is a quarter, like a 3-month time period. So you may decide like, I want to learn how to use email and, you know, I need to dive into what that's going to look like. So that's going to take some time, right? It's not just as simple as, I mean, it can be for some people if you're super techie, but for some people, it does take a little bit longer to understand. So you want to set a measurable goal around that. Like, what does it look like to get your email set up? Maybe the goal is that you want to get 500 people on your email list. So there's going to be a series of actions that you need to take in order to get there. That is ultimately going to help support the revenue goal itself. So this is how you want to break up your year into these quarters and then diving into the processes that you're going to need to put into place to get your business to that level. And this type of goal setting is what has led us to being able to 10x our business. I mean, that and definitely a combination of really starting to understand ads and dive into that. One of the great things about Facebook ads is if you have an ads account and you're spending some money. Now, don't quote me on this. I'm not sure exactly what the amount is that you need to be spending, but Facebook is very happy to set you up with a Facebook advisor, and you can get on and chat with them about your goals and any of the opportunities that they see for you. The other thing you can do is get on to Facebook Blueprint, I believe is what it's called. And you can start going through Facebook ad material to better understand what you need to do to get to the next level. So the time to add that in is after you have the other funnel stuff working for you. Like I wouldn't, you know, the old way that people used to run ads is they used to run like ads where they would just drive to a Facebook page. And that strategy doesn't work. I think they actually I got an email about it last week that they're not doing that at all anymore. You can't like any business pages. So that is not a solid strategy. But this is something that can really help you get the visibility that you're looking for, but it is a testing opportunity. Like you do have to test things to be able to know what's going to work and where to get there. Like it does, it's not like you just fire up ads and everything starts working. Like it does take some, you know, finessing to get there. So that is something else that you can consider. The one other thing that I would add to this is just then being able to set the cadence of when you want to review these goals. Because most of us, at least when I was a junior at goal setting, like didn't really review what went well. How do I keep, you know, repeat it? What didn't go well? How do I change it? Like at the end of the month. And that's pretty good if you do it at the end of the month. Like, you know, some people may choose to do it also the end of the quarter. But I think the best businesses really have a tighter cadence to it, meaning they know what their overall goals are and they've looked at their processes of the things they need to do to get there. And then they are looking at it on a, you know, definitely a weekly basis. Like, did I move this project forward? And they know what to look at, but also breaking it down to the daily. Because I think some of our projects, like we need to set aside like blocks of time to like batch stuff. But then I think there's other projects that need to be done on a daily basis. So what I mean by that is like, your mindset is going to be a really important portion of your goal setting. So how do you remember to do all the things you need to do to tick those boxes in your mindset? So I would even suggest going to the, you know, getting it on the daily level to make sure whatever action you need to take on a daily basis, you have that in front of you in your agenda, because otherwise goal setting happens and it's like, you know, it's like an eclipse. It happens once and then it doesn't happen for a long time after that. So if you really want to get consistent, then it's about looking at those habits and how you set up your schedule to make sure that you're reviewing them on a consistent basis. So there you have it. That is my guide to goal setting that sticks. I really hope this has been helpful, and I would love to see you guys comment on how you've done your goal setting for 2021. If you've read Change Anything by Vital Smarts, another really great one is The Atomic Habits. If you're wanting to learn more about how to start getting your habits in place to help you start accomplishing and moving some of these rocks, but definitely leave a comment below and let me know how it's going. I wish you guys an amazing start to 2021, and we'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified. If you're a health or fitness influencer and you're struggling to find your people online, our Done For You Find Your People posting plan can help. These social media posting templates, all written by a professional copywriter to inspire curiosity, have been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. Seriously, that's crazy, but it's true. And you can grab 5 for free today at ashleyshaw.ca/FYP posts. Soon, you won't have to worry about finding your people because they'll be finding you. Again, the place to grab 5 of those Find Your People social posting templates for free is ashleyshaw.ca/FYP posts.